This is a really interesting story coming out of Vancouver. Metro Vancouver's Transit Authority has been ordered to stop random drug screening of a SkyTrain attendant who tested positive for cannabis during a routine medical examination. An arbitrator issued the interim ruling pending a final decision on a battle between the Canadian Union of Public Employees and TransLink. The case pits commuter safety against the privacy of employees when it comes to off-work enjoyment of a drug that is legal for consumption. David Solomon was forced to undergo twice monthly urine tests last year and take counseling despite medical assessments that determined he did not have marijuana use disorder. TransLink's employee policy does not forbid employees from using marijuana away from work, but the company argued that a conservative approach was needed when it came to public safety. Joining us to talk about this is our friend Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer and the host of Employment Law here on News Talk 1010. Hi, Howard. Thanks a lot for
doing this. Well, thank you for calling me.
So I guess the simple question I have is, I know we talk a lot about cannabis and marijuana at work and how employers should and employees should look at it the same way they do as alcohol. But what about outside of work?
Well, if you're in a safety sensitive position, the problem is, unlike alcohol, it's rather difficult to detect. So if you're going to be in a position where you're doing work that's safety sensitive and you could prove that someone comes to work intoxicated, that's cause for discharge. Now, alcohol is a little bit easier. Marijuana is a little bit harder to prove other than by random drug testing. And if someone's working for the TTC and they have a history of drug use, then it's just not good enough to say, well, it was 2 days ago that I smoked. Companies have the right in safety and sensitive positions to say anybody who's has any residual THC in their system can't work here. The police departments do it, and lots of fire departments do it, and lots of companies do it. And I think it's legitimate for a TTC to do it.
Okay, so this is, say, a similar thing to TTC. It would be TransLink and SkyTrain in Vancouver. Now, they have been told they can no longer randomly test him. Can they get the guy fired, or because he's in a union, is that going to make it an issue?
Well, it's not an issue because he's in a union, just a different procedure for redress, and arbitrators have been known, although this arbitrator seems to take a different position, at least tentatively, have been known to enforce these policies that people in safe, sensitive positions who have drugs or alcohol in their system can be removed from the workplace and discharged if necessary. Now, if they have an addiction, they have to give them the opportunity to rehabilitate. But if he says it's simply casual use, then actually the employee's position is worse because it's not an addiction and therefore not protected by human rights legislation.
And there are certain positions where employees are forbidden to use marijuana away from work. So can any company just decide that's a policy and if you don't like it, go work somewhere else?
Only if it's a safety-sensitive position.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get into other human rights issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in this case, it's a little bit tricky because the company has decided that they can no longer randomly test this guy, but he is in a safety-critical position. So then what is a company to do?
Well, if they have an arbitrator's award, there's not much they can do, unfortunately. But they can at least attempt to have that decision judicially reviewed because it's a matter of real public interest. And imagine if this person then caused an accident later on, what the impact that is on, well, frankly, the respect of people in Canada for arbitrators and their decisions. You remember a little while ago we had a crazy family law arbitration decision that essentially put that profession into ridicule. And this would be the same if something came of it, and it well could.
All right. Howard Levitt, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime, Barb. Thank you.